This is Ray Martinez. Welcome to the podcast. Today our study is going to be about the role of women in Jesus' ministry. Did Jesus use women in his ministry? Is there a place for them? I'm going to say the obvious. Of course there is. Jesus Christ is often revered as a revolutionary figure in his approach towards women. He challenged the patriarchal norms of his time and elevated the status of women in society. In this podcast, we're going to explore what Jesus says about women and their role in his ministry. In a day when women were considered second class, Jesus shattered the prejudices and elevated the status of women to unprecedented heights. That value equalization continued with his apostles. Peter warned husbands that unless they treat their wives with respect, recognizing that women are co-heirs with them in all of God's promise, their prayers would be hindered. Our key scripture today is 1 Peter 3:7. Here's exactly what it says. In the same way, you husbands must give your honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. Well, that's interesting. Here, Peter is teaching that you husbands, you have to give honor to your wives, and you have to treat her with understanding while you're living together. And even though she's weaker, she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. So treat her as you should. He says, otherwise your prayers are going to be hindered. Your prayers aren't going to work. When we think about it, Jesus' elevation of women began before he was even born. In God's divine plan, he had chosen a woman to begin his process of redeeming mankind. God sent his angel Gabriel to a young woman in the town of Nazareth with the good news that she would be the mother of God's son, Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. Gabriel's first words to Mary were, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." God first entrusted a woman with the most important message the world has ever received. The long-awaited Messiah was on his way. When Jesus was only 8 days old, the Holy Spirit revealed his identity to who? To a woman. Anna. Look at Luke 2, verses 36 through 38. You'll see that before Jesus was even old enough to declare anyone's value, God the Father was already at work revealing his heart to his faithful daughters. She was a woman, Anna was, of great faith and deep love of God. I think those verses in Luke are worth reading. Here's what it says. Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Her husband died when she had been married only 7 years. Then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about the child to everyone who had been awaiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. Now, I think in just those few verses, there's some great takeaways that we can learn about Anna. She was a woman of great faith and deep love for God. What can we learn from her statement? Well, let's explore that. Number one, don't ever give up. She never gave up. I'm sure there are many times that you and I have wanted to give up, but she prayed for 60 years. Second point, always obey what God tells you to. Anna was told by God what to do. She listened and obeyed, and her life was changed. The third point is to be strong. Despite her husband's death, she exemplified that God is with us even in the worst of circumstances. She demonstrated that God could use you no matter what you are, what situation you're in, married or single, rich or poor. Here's a fourth point. God provides for us. Anna knew from experience that the Lord answers prayer. Being a widow, Anna had to rely on others for food and clothing, but she never lacked anything because God provided. It was all in His kindness. Here's a fifth point. Fasting produces results. In our society, where food, electronics, and other necessities are available for most, but fasting can seem difficult even when we commit to fasting with others. And, however, Anna fasted alone. Here's a sixth point. Commitment is imperative. Anna was committed to telling everyone about the coming Savior, no matter how long it took. She prayed, fasted, and she shared that the Messiah was coming for about 60 years. Here's the seventh takeaway. We need to be courageous. Anna dared to keep going, and she did not let anyone stop her from telling others about Christ. The eighth takeaway is this. Always be a strong witness for Jesus. Anna demonstrated how important it is to tell others about Christ in all situations, whether at the gym, the grocery store, or while attending our child's sports practice. Number nine, always listen for the direction God wants you to go. Anna didn't listen to anyone tell her who she was in Christ. She heard God tell her who she was and the direction He wanted her to go. Number 10, we need to understand and practice patience. Anna waited for Jesus' arrival despite her praying for years without an answer. Anna is among only a handful of women in the Bible bearing the title prophetess. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. The others are Miriam, the sister of Moses. She was a prophetess. You read that in Exodus chapter 15, verse 20. Deborah, the judge, in Judges 4:4. She was a superior judge. And then there's Huldah, the wife of Shallum, in 2 Chronicles 34, verse 22. Another prophetess that was These women were being used by God. Isaiah's wife. I never really realized this until I started studying it. But when you read in Isaiah 8:3 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Then I slept with my wife," this is Isaiah, "and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. And the Lord told him what name to even give the child." In the King James Version, it says, "And I went unto the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son." So in the older language, it's pretty clear she was a prophetess. And Philip's four unmarried daughters were considered prophetess. Look at Acts chapter 21, verse 9. Let's talk about the woman at the well. Jesus broke down more cultural barriers when he took a detour through Samaria. There, he had an encounter with an immoral woman. We read that in John chapter 4, verses 4 through 26 is the story. One of the most notable encounters Jesus has with a woman is recorded in John 4, verses 1 through 42. Jesus meets a Samaritan woman at a well and engages in a conversation with her, despite the cultural and religious boundaries that exist between them. Jesus offers her living water, which symbolizes eternal life, and reveals that He is the Messiah. The woman becomes a witness to her community, and many Samaritans came to believe in Jesus. What a great example of using a Samaritan woman to bring the Samaritans to Christ. This encounter shows that Jesus sees women as valuable and worthy of His time and attention. In John chapter 8, verses 1-11, Jesus encounters a woman who is caught in the act of adultery. The religious leaders bring her to Him, intending to stone her. But Jesus challenges them to examine their own sinfulness. He then tells the woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, sin no more." This interaction reveals Jesus' mercy and compassion towards women who are often shamed and condemned for their actions. Mary and Martha, in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, Jesus visits the home of two sisters, Mary and Martha. You remember the story. While Martha is busy preparing food, Mary sits at Jesus' feet and listens to His teachings. Martha becomes frustrated with her sister and asks Jesus to tell her to help. Jesus responds, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." Jesus' response highlights the importance of women's spiritual development and their ability to learn from his teachings. The woman at the cross, remember that? At the crucifixion, women are among the few who remain with Jesus until the end. In John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, Jesus entrusts the care of his mother to the disciple whom he loves, which is believed to be John. This act shows that Jesus' concern for the well-being of women and their importance in his life. Jesus' interactions with women reveals his compassion, his mercy, and respect for them. Women do play an important role in Jesus' ministry, from being his disciples to being witnesses of his resurrection. Hopefully, we learn from Jesus' example and continue to recognize the value and the worth of women in our society. Remember when we mentioned Deborah earlier? Well, she was a leader and a prophetess in the Bible. She lived during a time when Israel was oppressed by the Canaanites, and she served as a judge and ruler over Israel. She is known for her wisdom and her ability to hear from God. Deborah is a strong and courageous leader, and she leads the Israelites to victory against their oppressors. Another woman in the Bible who spreads the word of God is Mary Magdalene. She is one of the disciples of Jesus and is present at his crucifixion and resurrection. After his resurrection, Jesus appears to Mary first and instructs her to go and tell the other disciples that he is risen. Mary is a faithful disciple, and she spreads the word of Jesus' resurrection to others. Huldah was a woman in the Bible who was a prophetess. She lived during the reign of King Josiah, and when a copy of the Book of the Law is found in the temple, it is brought to Huldah for interpretation. She confirms that the book is indeed from God and warns the people that judgment would come upon them if they do not repent. These women, among others, play important roles in spreading the word of God and leading God's people. Their stories serve as an inspiration for women today to use their gifts and talents to serve God and lead others in the way. Here's a couple of good scriptures to keep in mind. Proverbs 11:6. A gracious woman gets honor, and violent men get riches. Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. I find it interesting that women were last to leave the place of Jesus' crucifixion and first at the empty tomb in Matthew 27:61 and chapter 28, verse 1. Indicating that the transforming power of Jesus had given the women courage and boldness to follow him openly. In a marvelous display of the women's faith and God's approval, those women became the world's first witnesses of the resurrection. Read it for yourself in Matthew chapter 28, verse 8. I think it's important that we are clear about something, that in the pages of the Bible we find the stories of great women leaders who defied societal norms, displayed unwavering faith, and left an indelible mark on history. They remind us that strength, wisdom, and courage have no gender boundaries. You have a blessed day.